Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Will Fleming's call of Rafi Devers' home run over the weekend, Saturday. Red Sox lose 2 of 3 to the Giants, lose the series, lose the momentum that had been building, and we are left to ponder this Rafi Devers trade in terms of, were you just dumping salary? Is it what I believe it could be, addition by subtraction, that he was maybe a net negative? And I know that's hard for some people to wrap their heads around. He was leading the American League in RBI. He's going to have a career high in walks. He's having this great offensive season. How could that be a net negative? Well, I haven't heard an outcry. I made the comparison earlier to the Jamie Collins trade when he was traded away from the Patriots midseason, and Devin McCourty was like, I don't know how you get better by trading away your left player. And Bill Belichick was like, hold my beer, Devin.
Interesting enough, he was certainly their most physically talented player. I would say Rafael Devers may not necessarily have been the most physically talented player, physically limited in certain ways, probably could have even been a little more physically fit. That said, arguably their best hitter, Jamie Collins, was traded at a time when he was, quote, freelancing.
Yeah, well, who said he was freelancing?
The announcers on the game?
Mike Lombardi. Mike Lombardi started the freelancing narrative. Who is Mike Lombardi?
The GM of the UNC football team.
A.K.A. Bill Belichick's right-hand man.
Ultra fob.
Fob. The fobbiest of fobs. So fob up Bill Belichick's bum, he can't see daylight. Fobby. That's what Michael Lombardi is. So, yeah, and we're going to do that. And people can say that about us. Are we ripping Rafi Devers' smear campaign, kicking him while he's out the door?
According to the text line, the Twitch chat, and beyond, we're on the payroll.
Are we? I think they have the wrong direct deposit then, because I don't remember any of those actually clearing.
Same.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm happy to be on the payroll.
I can't even get a City Connect. I'm the new Rich Keefe.
That's true. You're going to bitch about it now? Have you seen what he gets?
Yeah, now he's getting everything.
People just send him random stuff.
Random stuff.
T-shirts. Yeah. Some of it good, some of it crap.
All I got is a Gary Myers book.
What's wrong with Gary Myers' book?
Nothing. I'm looking forward to reading it. I have no idea who wins. It's Brady versus Belichick.
Your check is in the mail, boys.
Thank you, Breslobot.
Breslobot, yeah, send that over. I'd be happy to talk more favorably about you, Mr. Breslow. Brez, as they call you within the organization. I feel like I should call you Brez if I'm on the payroll.
Last week, we used the term alignment, as in, you know, ownership, management, and, of course, the manager. We're all in alignment on the idea that they about a week before the Devers trade, this is what Alex Cora told us last Tuesday whilst you were on vacation, that they were all in alignment. And he knew for about a week or so that a deal was going to go down. They were actively trying to trade him. Because Breslow said on last Monday night's super awkward Zoom from Seattle.
This guy's an effing stiff. No, it's not. Yeah.
No, that's what everyone was saying with their mic on mute on the Zoom, which is the way you're supposed to do it if you're going to be critical of your boss or somebody that you are currently interviewing.
And shut the camera off if you're going to take your
pants. Find the lineman.
Yeah, he said, Breslow said they were convinced something worse was going to go down behaviorally, so it was in the team's best interest to move him as quickly as possible.
What do you think that would be?
I don't know because...
Like a wildcat strike? No, I'm not even going to hit today.
What was... I mean, Manny kept the bat famously on his shoulders for three straight strikes before he got dealt away in 2008. Rafi Devers didn't run up the base path. Of course, he didn't do interviews here. Now he's doing post-game interviews for San Francisco with so much
baths.
Joy in his heart.
Somewhere Jaron Duran's like,
what was he
wait,
doing?
Why did I have to do the interviews here? Because you didn't
yeah.
want to do them.
What was he doing behind the scenes? Just like, this is just pure, audience at large, this is pure speculation.
Whatever the hell he wanted?
I kind of feel like he was.
Yeah. And which
was
is
he mouthing
not a lot.
Off? Was he mouthing off worse than telling Breslow, hey, go do your job?
I don't think that. I don't think he was like walking around like, this place sucks, that GM sucks, that manager sucks, I'm the only guy who knows how to do his job around here. I can't imagine it's that. But I do think there's an air of
arrogance and entitlement.
To him. Yeah. And that... You can feel that. You don't have to hear that. You can feel that.
Loaded, and also, I hate to say
especially
it,
if you travel
and I should know, loaded with immaturity.
Oh, yeah. Like, he is, what is it, Caritas? Like, he's the baby. Like, he's a baby. He's very immature.
He's even got all the way down to the baby face. He's super immature.
And most divas, not Devers, most divas are. Because that's where I go back to that sort of AAU culture mentality. They're pampered. They're taken care of. Oh, you play basketball, so I'm going to give you free sneakers. I'm going to take you on this trip. I'm going to pamper your clothes. You're the greatest. Like, you don't have to grow up. You don't have to mature.
Yeah, then you think there's a swag bag or a free meal right. or someone around the corner right. to tell you you're awesome everywhere.
And you don't actually have to do anything for it. You don't actually have to, yeah, you pay me because I hit. I don't actually have to do more than that. I don't have to, quote unquote, work for it, which would mm-hmm. be play first base or do something I don't want to do. But the bigger question is, when do we put this to bed? Is this a talking point for the rest of the season in terms of performance?
And I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
That question right there, that idea. If they, let's just say they make the playoffs.
The
and 40 they do
and 39,
well.
The one game over 500 Red Sox, two games to go before they hit the literal numerical halfway point of the season. They are either going to be all of three games over 500, or they could be one game under. Like, so they're a very mediocre baseball
are
team.
Are we going to, I guess, assign every victory and loss to the Devers trade? See, if you had kept Devers, you would have won that game. Yeah, you would have never won that game
100%.
With Devers. Are we going to do that every day? Or,
I mean,
or streaks,
not every game, but yes.
Chunks of games based on the morale, the offense.
Yep.
That would be the thing.
Yep.
Because
yep.
not yesterday where the defense let them down.
Mm-hmm.
Defense definitely let them down yesterday.
Shocker.
Well, I thought we had cleaned that up, Dan Ball.
No.
Me too, actually.
And now
we're moving in the right direction.
Guys, I've been telling you this for years. We love the chat with Alex Cora each and every week. He's a good guy.
But
bad defense is a hallmark of Alex Cora managed teams.
Is it his fault or is it the fault of, and this was a little bit in the Devers story, if you remember, and again, I don't remember specifically which one, but the whole Roman Anthony taking ground balls in right field for everybody to see was the management, the owner, mm-hmm. I mean the manager, Cora, putting it out, see what we have to deal with? We got to teach these kids how to field ground balls at the major league level. This is what we're dealing with here.
While Ding Dong was goofing around at shortstop.
Right. Is there some truth to that?
Yeah.
So there's a rookie at third base, correct?
Currently, yes.
There's a rookie in right field.
And the rookie at third base, by the way, playing very well.
There's a second-year player in center field who's just settling into center field because he was a shortstop, so much so that they gave out a bobblehead with him playing shortstop and center field.
Oh, he's also played second.
Christian Campbell is a second baseman, a first baseman, a center fielder, a minor leaguer.
First base, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny. Third base, Bugs Bunny.
Abraham uh-huh. Toro is not a first baseman, except he's a first baseman. Then he goes to third. He boots a ball like the first game he's over at third base.
Oh, I saw it, and it was against, of all teams, the Angels.
Also not really a major league player.
But he's supposed to be a third baseman.
Abreu, Gold Glover, except not this year. Not a Gold Glover. Duran, Gold Glover, except not this year. Like, are all these Alex Cora, or are a lot of these players young, underdeveloped? Will Fleming told this to us when he was done fighting and threatening me, that guys don't learn how to play baseball.
Like, Will Fleming going to have to cut a bitch?
What? Jeez, settle
well,
down.
Well, that was another thing in the story where they were, you know, like people, Rafi taking ground, these types.
Yeah.
They were purposely doing this, meaning yeah. Cora, to show the
correct.
Organization, like, what the hell, guys?
But does the public pay attention? Because people like Fitzy. People right. like Fitzy.
New segment on the show. People like Fitzy.
Say that a hallmark
I heard
of
they do. I
Alex
like
Cora's team
oh, they, yeah, some
can't play defense. You believe Alex Cora's teams can't play defense. It's
they
a
have
hallmark.
Not, they have not been good defensively. That
he
is the tweet.
you send me players that aren't good defensively that haven't really developed. I mean, Christian Campbell's the perfect example. We just talked about
I told you he needed
doesn't
to go
have
back
a position.
To, but he needed to go back to Worcester because he's half-baked.
What?
Like, it's not
like
done.
Like a cookie.
Yeah.
Not a druggie.
No.
Oh, okay.
Remember according to our numbers, this will all work out great.
Yeah, no. Your numbers
no, Breslobot, they're not.
You're not winning 92 games like your numbers said you were at the beginning of the year. A lot of your numbers were wrong. And that's a secondary layer to this, or maybe it's the primary layer to this. Is there just an overall lack of communication? Because you say they were aligned on this.
They
maybe
told,
that's a good thing.
That's
no,
what they told
us. They said they were aligned
no, no,
on
no,
this.
No, no, I know.
14 mm-hmm. times.
Is that maybe a good thing? Could we argue maybe that's the first time they've been aligned on anything as a group, as an organization?
I hate to say it. They were aligned on bringing Alex Bregman to town. What they were not aligned on was how to approach this with Rafael Devers, when to tell him, when not to tell him, and what the fallout would be.
Is Alex Bregman
that's
good?
Where we are.
Is Alex Bregman good?
He's hurt right now.
Is he good?
At what?
Pinochle? Baseball, which
oh,
would
baseball.
Be most important here. In
oh,
this.
Yes, he's very good at it.
Yeah, so they added a very good baseball player who was better than we even expected to start the year.
Yes, because he's hitting in the baseball park that he did his best baseball hitting in.
So that was a good signing.
Yes, but so, the problem
so
was...
So the last time they were fully aligned, it was the right thing to do.
And how was the team when they were fully aligned? Still kind of .500.
Oh, yeah, mediocre.
Yeah.
We couldn't find alignment.
You failed to reach alignment.
In terms of the... what was missing, it just was that alignment.
So the alignment was out of whack
mm-hmm.
until they all got aligned. Now, Rafi didn't get aligned. He got out
this,
aligned.
This team needs an emotional chiropractor.
See, I think maybe we can spin this as a positive, that the first time they got aligned, like it's, you know, us against the world mentality. Rafi mm-hmm. Devers gave them a unifying, because we've done a ton of these. Whose decision is it when the pitching change? Is it Bailey? Is it Breslow? Is it Cora? Is ownership sending stuff? Does ownership want to see this? Does ownership want to see that? They all got together and said, I don't want Rafi Devers on the team anymore, right?
Yes.
Would that be a good thing? That they're unified, not the actual removal of Devers as much so as they found something that common ground. They actually agreed.
It became a matter of, we don't care how we got here. We just need to get him out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think that is a positive. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Justin in Washington. Justin, what are your thoughts on this post-Devers Red Sox situation?
Gentlemen, great show as always. I do have a point I'd like to make, but I have a question for you before I try and make my point. Mm. Is there anything that the Red Sox can do the rest of this season for both of you where you go, wow, we were wrong about this Devers trade. It was actually a bad thing to do.
No. I don't think there is.
Justin, I expect him to...
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Breslobot. I think, actually, he's going to hit very well the remainder of the season in San Francisco. Not great. I mean, he's not going to crush and hit 50 because we talked to someone Friday about the whole marine layer effect. It's tough to hit home runs there when
plus,
you're a left-handed
hitter.
Plus,
he's never done it anywhere.
And he's never done it in the first place.
Or 40.
Justin, it's all about can the Red Sox commit to their pivot to trying to be better defensively, which is tough, and a pitching-centric team led by the youth movement. If they can, they'll probably be just fine the remainder of the season. If not, you know, it'll be a mistake, but not as egregious as some believe it to be. That's just my opinion.
No, this is great to at least hear. So I just disagree, and I think fans like myself who watch like 160 of these darn games, it's a lot of time we spend on it.
Good for you.
We've been lied to for the past like 5-6 seasons, and finally we had something to believe in this season. And then they go and trade away their best hitter unequivocally. He's better than Bregman. Go look at the numbers. There's been 5 hitters to have an OPS over 850 the last 5 seasons. It's Judge, it's Otani, it's Freddie Freeman, it's Rafael Devers. And basically the Red Sox trade this guy away and they're not going to be able to add anything this season because there's about 6 teams that are going to sell at the trade deadline.
Correct.
And Breslow's too focused on getting value in return. And then in the offseason to replace Devers after missing the playoffs this year, which is going to happen, John Henry has never shown the ability or willingness to spend on a long-term contract. So that means we're not going to get a good hitter. And all the pitchers that are free agents are over 30 years old. So I'll leave it at this. Not only will they not make the playoffs this year because they traded Devers, who you guys just didn't like personally, but they're probably going to be working to fill the hole that he left next offseason by trading away prospects, which inherently means by getting that big bat, they're not going to also be able to get that number two pitcher, and they're rebuilding until 2027, which I just don't think is being covered enough.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Okay.
First of all, I don't know Rafi Devers personally, so I can't possibly dislike him personally.
I didn't like the way he carried himself in every public.
This is all observational and, you know, hearing things a little bit behind the scenes. But we're not in the clubhouse, so I'm not going to pretend I'm an insider like Rob Bradford or any of those guys. But we hear some things, and mostly it's just reading the tea leaves, watching what goes on. Like, you don't have to know him personally or even talk to a single clubhouse insider to know he was, you know, borderline conduct detrimental to the team when he sits on a picnic table and says, no, I will not do what my boss asked me to do, to refuse to play first base. You don't need to know anything to see. He doesn't really talk to the media, huh? Don't most star players usually talk to the media? He doesn't do post-game interviews for NESN, which is a team broadcast. He doesn't do any of these things that go with the role of being a team's best hitter. Justin, you're right. He's their best hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He was their best hitter. I'm not going to argue against that. He was absolutely their best hitter. Now, he said John Henry doesn't give out long-term contracts or lucrative contracts. I don't even know what he said. Well, he gave Devers one, and he gave Chris Sale one.
That's probably not the best idea.
Gave Crochet one.
Do you wonder if
and he gives them out.
He gave Story one.
Do you
wonder if all of these long-term contracts blowing up in John Henry's face, the way Trevor Story did, the way that Chris Sale did, the way that the Carl Crawford did, the way that Adrian Gonzalez did, the way that just about every long-term contract except for Garrett Crochet, and of course it's not even half a season's returns, do you think when John Henry had a very emotional overreaction, signs Devers to a giant deal to placate him and the fan base, and then says, oh, S word, I shouldn't have done that. I'm telling you, I think this team is going to get out of the business of long-term deals.
Yeah, then they're getting out of the business of winning baseball.
They won't win
baseball.
They may get into the business of overpaying players on shorter-term deals, but they're not going to do long-term deals.
Okay, but that's few and far between. I think the Alex Bregmans of the world are few and far between. Yeah, I love that idea.
I've talked about that
business model for 15 years. If I were an owner, my ideal would be like, I'll pay that guy $50 million a year for 3 years so I don't have these back-ended deals.
Correct.
That is not the way it
you
works.
You don't
when somebody
want the
else,
Albert Pujols deal.
It doesn't matter what you want. The market bears fruit, and the fruit says, this makes no sense.
Then overpay short-term.
The fruit says, no, but why would the player take 3 years, $150 million, when he can get 10 years, $500 million? He's never, it's never going to work out for him. These are guaranteed contracts. It's baseball. You don't get to set the market. You have to do business as business is being done. If you don't want to do business as being done, there's two options. Sell the team or just accept the fact you're never going to win again. Because there's a certain way of going about business in baseball that you have to invest in the team. I don't think he has a problem with it. You just need to accept that some of those contracts are going to blow up in your face. And he accepted that over a long period of time when they bragged about, what did Sam Kennedy say? I'll put our record and championships up against anybody over the last 24 years. You just listed all the bad contracts they had over 24 years. All the bad contracts.
Well, over the last 10.
And they still won. I mean, Manny Ramirez's contract when he signed here, 8 years, $160 million, is one of the best contracts in the history of baseball. It's few and far between.
At the time, it was mind-blowing.
But few and far between in terms of you got value out of that contract every year, basically. So those don't have the cost. It's like dead money in football. Teams build into their salary cap an expectation of we're probably going to have 10, 15%, whatever it is, every year on dead money. Cost of doing business. Right. Oh, that guy, we had to cut him 1 year earlier than we expected. We need to eat the contract. Whatever. Baseball's no different, except there's no cap. There's no actual limit.
There's no second apron.
The cost of doing business, it's like me with my stupid cable bill. I bitch about my cable bill. I don't want cable.
Why have you not made a change?
Because I want cable. If I want cable, I have to pay the cable bill.
Cut the cord.
I'm not cutting the cord because I have all these friends. The service just went up this amount. The service went up. They dropped the channel. I can't watch this. I can't. You know what I never have a problem with? Watching anything. I turn on my freaking TV and it's there. But I still bitch about the cost of watching TV.
Because they know that people like yourselves are kind of a dinosaur. Like there are a few coaxially or fiber optically connected people still doing it. So they're going to try to milk you for everything they can while they got you.
Right. But you people.
You like being milked, Greg?
I got nipples. Can you milk me, Falker? You people have accepted there's certain things you're not going to watch. Or you're going to have to borrow a friend's this and get the
Just know a stiz.
Yeah, whatever. I can bitch about cable. John Henry can bitch about not being happy about long-term contracts and not wanting to pay them and not wanting to lose money on the back end of them.
but it's the cost of doing business. If you're going to be a big market team in Major League Baseball.
That's how they do it now. Sure. Now, but back to the Alex Bregman thing, you can agree or disagree with it, and you can hope to be the person or the team organization that affects the change. That said, I think, again, I still lay too much of this or more of this than a lot of people do at the feet of John Henry for signing Devers in the first place. And however management handled the Alex Bregman situation, they may have wanted him all they want, from the leadership that he could provide that Alex Cora desperately needed in the clubhouse, to the quality defense, to the clutch hitting, all of it. Kennedy, Henry, Cora, they were once again in hashtag alignment. But they obviously did not inform Devers to the degree that they probably should have, their most popular player. Because he played the position that Alex Bregman came in to play. Okay. They Wally Pipped somebody they were still paying $250 million to.
We all knew this. Is he the only one on the planet who knew he wasn't a long-term third baseman? Literally, is he the only one? Because when people talked about signing him.
I know there's no jest in your voice when you ask, but probably.
He was like, he lived with blinders. He lived in his own world. He didn't live in the real world.
I was told to throw my glove away.
He lived in Devers' world. Because we had these conversations before the contract was signed, after the contract. What position is he going to play? What's his value if he plays third base, DEH, first base? Where is he going to?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be third base, two first base, two DH at the back end of the deal. Is he the only one who didn't hear those conversations, see that reasoning? Like,
it appears as such.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Rich in Western Mass. What's up, Rich?
Hey, you guys are just still throwing my thunder. So I was going to ask the two reasons why they signed Bregman, and you hit it right in the head. It's for defense and for leadership. And if you look at the amount of errors that the Red Sox made so far up until this point, it's mind-blowing. It's way more than the Rockies and way more than the median average of the league. And so do I think that Red Sox mishandled Devers? Yes. Do I think that Devers being gone is fine? Yes. I mean, we talk about Devers missing his batting, but we've been used to the Red Sox getting rid of good batters. I mean, you had Adam Duvall, you had Kyle Schwarber, you had Tyler O'Neill last year, who missed a lot of the games. And so I think this falls on Craig Breslow. So the lesson I've learned is don't hire a Yale graduate to run your baseball operations. And I think Alex Cora needs to do a better job managing this team. I mean, the players are making errors because it's a merry-go-round at every position every night.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around here.
The text line is like, can you just please stop playing? Why do I have David Hamilton in here? Why is Romy Gonzalez over there? Like, just pick your nine and go to battle.
Well, what if you don't have a good nine?
Can we just pick nine? Start with that?
I mean, I've asked for that for a while. Pick your nine. But I think there's also a fair question. Do I have a good nine that I can go out there and actually compete night in and night out? Or do I have to try to mix and match? Yes, Dan Ball.
Quick emergency quiz with Stiz. How many players have played second base for the Boston Red Sox since the beginning of the 2020 season?
87.
What's the question again,
five.
Dan?
Wait, five?
Question again, Dan. Five.
How many players have played second base for the Boston Red Sox since the beginning of the 2020 season? So after the end of the Dustin Pedroia era.
Legitimate guess? 13.
Legitimate guess.
13.
Okay, Andy, your legitimate guess?
No. So when was it? 2020 what?
2020.
2025.
You are watching 2020.
5 years. 39.
Okay, Stiz, you're just sticking with five?
No, I think it's a little more. I'll go eight. Eight.
Your answer is 32.
Oh, my.
Wait, you're
God.
You have got to be. I almost said S-ing me on the radio. 32 different people. That would have gotten us ratings. Small
would
bump.
It?
No, it depends if
they have to drop
them.
It. Yeah.
From Christian Arroyo, who played 151 games, down to three players who played one game: Rafael Devers, Zach Short, and Bobby Dahlbeck.
Who the hell is Zach Short?
Great question. I don't know.
I've never
trust
heard that
the process.
Name. I don't trust this process, and I've never heard that name before. Wow. Wow.
So, defensive issues, players rotating
five.
In.
That's insane.
I thought I was being cuckoo guessing 13. Some major league teams have played one in that time.
What a concept. Guys playing positions every single day you're talking about, Fitzy? Staying like at that same position day over
are
day
are those guys
day?
Good?
Where they do that at?
Because if I had Jose Altuve, I'd play Jose Altuve, even though he's now a left fielder. That's my point from a Cora perspective. I'm sure this is a dated term. He would love to mimeograph the lineup night after night and just put it out there. He can't.
You could have just said copy. Mimeograph was
mimeograph that thing. Like, you don't think he wants to play the same guy at second base? He doesn't have a second baseman. He hasn't had a first baseman. So this is as much an as Brez would like to say, this is an organizational problem, not just a managerial problem.
Well, do you think Cora makes that decision, or do we? I mean, this is the chicken or the egg conversation we've been having all year. Does Breslow pass down the lineup, or does Cora make that lineup?
That's one of the questions that we have all chickened out of asking him. That we need to really get to the core of, because I think a lot of Red Sox Nation would like to know.
Pretty sure you'll have a microphone and an opportunity and a platform tomorrow.
Hey, how about 5:30? You too there, tough guy.
Alex, 5:30.
5:30.
I just realized 5:30 is late in the show.
It's 2:30 West Coast.
No, I know. I just
that's like what time it is right now.
It's this first one that I've done. Did you guys do 5:30 the other day?
5:15.
Oh yeah. 5 o'clock hour, Alex Cora.
Same day that we had the Raffy Devers intro in San Francisco.
Will we replay him at 5?
Mm-hmm. Last week's.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Fitzy's favorite part of the week. It's Fitzy's Five. And I don't know what it's about this week. And I am a little bit excited. I'm a little bit scared. I'm not sure what's up next. But we know it's the Fitzy Five here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the last time, we also have Dan Ball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, with what's trending.
Yeah, you know the one.
Damn right. It's this Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
There you go, Andrew.
I think I got a little street cred while I was down in St. Lucia.
Nope.
Nope, you're right. I didn't. Time now for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains here on WEEI Afternoons, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. And we need the Red Sox to give a poop about defense, because right now, they are both circling the drains because of the fact that they are league leaders with 0.85 errors per game.
I think there's only one team even close to them, and then the rest of the league is like...
Yeah, Colorado.
Like, okay.
Horrifically bad baseball team.
Perhaps maybe one of the worst of all time.
0.83 errors per game, okay. And then it drops to Cleveland, 0.68, and it drops off from there. Also, did you know
so bad
that this is up from 2024 when they averaged 0.71 errors per game? So they are a worse team defensively this year, despite trying to upgrade their defense. They bring in Bregman, they bump Devers, and they are a worse defensive baseball team. Obviously, yesterday, mm-hmm. this was on full display. A couple errors cost them, what, they have six unearned runs, five unearned runs yesterday?
Yeah, when you check the box score and you see your team lose, gives up nine runs, but there's only like three or four earned runs, no home runs, you're like...
problematic.
Yeah.
So, the Boston Red Sox, they lead the league in errors per game, and therefore, the momentum that they had... beating the Yankees, trading Devers, starting, you know, digging out of that hole. They were
beating
four or five
Mariners.
Games below 500, and now circling the drains is all that momentum just being flushed away. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, though, is something that isn't circling the drains. It is something that is taking off. It is the Fitzy Five, and it has grown more fond in my heart by the week. I'm
great
gonna be
story.
Honest. Look at that. Shut the hell up. Jack Wagon.
Boring.
Trying to be nice, let's get to the 55.
And now, we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank him up, or is it count him down?
What the heck's going on out here?
F*** it. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the 55. 55.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is. 5 minutes after 5:30 when we should have started the segment. Time for the Fitzy Five. Every 5:30 on a Monday, the mind of the Mad Fan brings you five things I'm currently obsessing over. All right. The sound of a large man swallowing something in the background as well. Not a distraction in any way, shape, or form. Andy, I was thinking of something sports-related because obviously this is a sports radio station here, sports show, WEEI Afternoons. But I was not that interested in, like, top five most recently disappointing trades. Top five things to watch on TV the rest of the summer now that we just got through the NBA Finals. Everything was good, not really that compelling. So then I thought, well, what was compelling? Andy just went away on vacation.
Yeah.
He had a great time. He probably encountered this, which I believe is highly relatable and at times infuriating.
Traveler's diarrhea.
All right, that'll be the last Fitzy Five here on WEEI Afternoons.
Did we avoid that this week?
Question we avoided it. Yep.
Good for you.
That's the end of the program. Thank you for following that up, Dan Ball. Happy birthday yesterday.
No cake.
So, with no cake that could have traveled in a car and melted by now. So I ask you this. Whilst you were away on vacation, a tropical vacation with the family, how many times did you have to tip somebody?
Or
probably felt like you had to, may or may not have.
10 to 12 times we tipped, probably should have been closer to 20, which also was the number that the last guy got yesterday because it was all that was left in my wallet. So the guy who carried our bags like 30 feet because my wife allowed him to put them on the
got
little cart.
Got a double saw buck.
Got
dude,
20
he
bucks.
Got a 20 bucks for the family
nothing.
Luggage?
And you know what? Then I saw the guy next to me.
Must be nice.
Handed the same guy, or no, a different guy, same thing, a 20, and was like, hey, can I get some change? And I was like, wait, you can ask for change on that? I didn't have the balls to ask for change.
I know. And then sometimes you're like, honey, should I just run and get two 10s? Like 20 feels like a lot. Just do it.
Oh, yeah. No, he got the 20.
Because she doesn't want to be embarrassed.
And the pro tip, is tip them well at the very beginning.
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Especially
and then,
in those places where they're servicing you, like filling the fridge with beers.
Kind of servicing you.
Yeah, you know, taking care. Maybe you get a few extra waters in the fridge, or maybe you get a little extra alcohol in the mixed
they
drink,
might bring
whatever.
Always the first time. Maybe next time that rum topper is a generous pour.
Sandy chased me down. The bar had closed. I was walking back to the room. She chased me down to give me a mojito.
You're kidding.
Nope.
She gave you a little pocket mojito for the room.
Yep.
How about that?
Because
you tipped
a nice
well.
Tip.
See? There you go.
Yep.
These people deserve tips.
Yes.
Today, I want to run down the Fitzy Five, five places I don't want to tip.
Oh.
Or these, at least these are the five most infuriating places to tip.
This is not.
Tip somebody. Gratuity. Stop it. Grow up. All right. I know this is going to probably resonate. There are going to be many opinion on this.
Yes.
So it's
especially in this day and age of those stupid tablets.
It's the flip screen.
Yeah.
When did we decide to come up with the?
Flip off the flip screen.
The tip screen. The flip screen. It started with COVID. I'm telling you. I blame it all on COVID because everyone went.
You're getting me a coffee? You're asking for a 13% tip or something?
13%? They want like 20. The option, by the way, first of all.
I Raffy Devers that. No.
Yeah, you know what? First of all, let me just say right now, flipping the screen over is an absolute insult and pisses me off to no end. But number two, 15, 18, 20, because you handed me something?
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. All right, so These are the this is the Fitzy Five, five places it drives me nuts that they ask for a tip. Number five, the bowling alley.
They ask for a tip at the bowling?
Yes.
The guy who brings you your shoes?
No, just the guy that, like, when I say, like, hi, me and the three kids, that's four pairs of shoes, we're going to rent a lane for an alley. Okay, great.
Here's a tip. Get a new job. Yeah, no. No tip for him. No tip for you.
Yeah. Okay. What did he do?
No idea.
Did he make me a drink? Did he bring me my supper? Did he carry my luggage up to the room?
He sprayed in the shoes to make
no,
sure.
No, he's not even the shoe spray guy. The shoe spray guy is over on the side, like, looking really sad, spraying
the shoes.
He told
you lane
covered
four.
Covered in shoe fungus.
He said lane four.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a professional tip whiffer.
Jesus. I don't know if you want that one.
Number four, takeout in general.
Takeout. So you're just going to pick up the Chinese.
That's it. I'm picking up the Chinese.
Yep.
I'm picking up the pizza.
Yep.
Like, that's it. It used to be a very simple transaction. Your dad would bring you in the car. You'd maybe sit down and play tabletop Donkey Kong or Pac-Man or whatever while he would rip a dart and the pizza would be ready. Then he would hit on the lady at the front. Is this too specific?
A little too specific.
Okay. And then
he takes her back to the motel. I stay in the car.
Wow, no, I felt that right on my steak tip.
No, and then he would bring her to the Little League game when your mom didn't come. More specific. And then that's it. He would just pay for the pizza.
Yeah.
There's no tip. They just, like, the pizza came from the back. It made its way to the front. It's delivered to you. Thank you. I'm paying you for this good or service that has been rendered. There's an engagement and a transaction. No tip necessary. Now the pizza places. Flip screen. Yeah. 18, 15, 20, 25%.
No tip.
Get out.
Custom, zero.
Number three, bakeries and coffee shops. Knock it off. No. Okay.
What if they make a sandwich?
But did you, prior to 2020, did you tip anybody for making a sandwich?
No, but maybe I should have.
Okay. Let me ask you.
Like those women at Dunkin' Donuts, they're like putting those trays in and out of the ovens and making the
that's
sandwiches.
That's their job.
Okay. So it's the waiter's job to go. Also, come and go, and you tip them.
Just, like, putting the giant sheet trays of bacon in the tops.
Well, plus,
and everything.
Now you have this whole thing.
You should have an option.
But then
that's
what tip
jar.
What about Burger King, McDonald's?
Right.
They're all doing the same thing. Do we tip them?
Stiz, we have lost our way. We used to have a tip jar, and then it was optional to me. There was no awkward engagement of, like, how would you like to tip? You're supposed to turn away, and then when you give me the five, and then give me back like change, I can then throw the coins in or a dollar if I'm feeling crazy. Leave it up to me like that. Don't flip screen me.
Okay, no flip screen.
The bakery is bakeries or coffee shops are the worst.
Okay.
You literally reached behind you and grabbed a bagel, and now for this bagel you didn't even put cream cheese on. I'm supposed to tip you?
No tip for you.
Number two, breweries.
This hits close to home.
This hits very close to home. And I'm not talking about when I get a beer poured. If you pour me a beer or I run a tab and have several beers poured, of course I should tip you. At least a dollar per drink. That's the rule in hospitality.
Yeah, but why
or
is that the rule? I'm with, like, there's a little mixed messaging here. So she makes you a coffee and a sandwich, no tip. She pours you a beer, which is the same as the coffee, a liquid pour in a thing, hands it to you.
It can be poured. It can be poured perfectly. It can be poured terribly.
Not?
Too much milk.
So why no tip for one, tip for the other?
I may debate tipping somebody on a coffee. I will definitely pour, if somebody makes me a great martini, Manhattan, mixed drink, your fuzzy whiskers or your crazy banana. Maybe not. But the entire idea of somebody turning around and grabbing a 4-pack of beer from a cooler and flip screening me or asking for a tip.
Oh, the 4-pack. When those things already cost like $20 or something for four beers.
You reached behind into a fridge. And
never have that
asking,
problem if you get Miller Lite.
Number one.
Number one place where Cheap Fitzy doesn't want to tip anybody.
Repair shops.
Like a car repair?
Yeah.
They put tip on there?
Do you know people
the
now
audacity.
Have...
audacity.
Do you know people... Bicycle repair, machine repair, car repair. They have now gotten into the habit of asking for tips on any sort of machine-based repair.
Can we ask for tips?
Radio?
Yeah. The end of the show will be like, tips are appreciated. Put out a Venmo at WEEI Afternoon. Shoot us a tip for Dan Ball. We're like to get him something nice for his birthday.
Well, I told you, we need to start our own WEEI Afternoon meme coin.
I don't want to go
What's
to jail.
That?
Like a meme coin. Like, you know, like the Hawk Tua girl had a meme coin.
And none of them went to jail. They all did the pump and dump, and none of them went to jail. Right?
Yeah. No.
So why don't we join the fun? Or we could just ask for tips, which seems safer. And then
let me ask you a question. If you had a medical procedure performed, would you tip somebody?
What?
Excuse me?
Well, how far off are we on that? Like, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not.
Did you, you just came in today for the annual checkup? All right, flip screen.
Yeah, no.
What about when
I don't know what I'm paying. It's got to go through insurance, and there's going to be the adjusted rate.
How far off are we?
You're right. No, it seems like everybody is asking for a tip. I agree. Like, I hadn't come across the mechanic, because that one would bother me, because in all likelihood, you're paying minimum of like $500 every time you go to the mechanic.
See, when you go there, it's like $95
an hour
labor charge.
So am I supposed to tip 20%? Am I supposed to tip 20% on $500?
Yeah, like when you had your AC
thing recently.
What if they were just like, hey, Mr. Hart, how's the air conditioning working? Better than ever, Charlie. Flip screen.
You're already charging me like $100 an hour for labor or whatever the
hell
the cost is.
And the worst part is, Andy, they look at you when you get the flip screen. And then they like
judge you.
Yeah,
that
Fitzy
guy from those videos on the radio, cheapskate, real D-bag, didn't tip me.
Hey, real quick, when you guys were growing up going to Fenway, the hot dog guys.
Yep.
Hot dog here.
Yep.
What about, did they used to get tips like when you guys were growing up? Because now they do, and I'm trying to remember.
They do.
Let's say they ask you digitally,
because one of my son's friend made me laugh out loud. The guy goes, tip, and the kid goes, no, thank you. To the guy.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be bold.
Lesson like learned, though. If it was guy never came back.
$4 for $4 a hot dog, right? And it was $8. And you pass a 10 down the aisle.
Keep the change.
Yeah, it's a keep. Give me the option to say keep the change. Don't walk over with a flip screen and
or,
then look to see if I tip.
Worst
you.
Place for that is strip clubs. You buy a beer from the girl pushing the cart around, and it's like $7 for a beer. You give her a 10. She doesn't even break stride and just walks away. Like,
what gentleman's club have you been to where it's only $7 for a beer?
Yeah, that too.
Thankfully, it's been a while. I don't frequent those establishments anymore.
We went 2 weeks ago, you liar.
All right, that was Fitzy's Five. I enjoyed that one.
Bowling alleys, takeout, bakeries and coffee shops, breweries and repair shops.
You're getting older and cheaper by the
day.
Oh, my God, you cheapskate. Tip somebody. Give the mechanic an extra $75. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, time for odds and ends. And maybe we'll squeeze in a call or two to finish out a fun Monday afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Afternoon.
Thank you, Steve Buscemi.
A.K.A. Fitzy. Doesn't tip.
I'm with right here. 603 up in New Hampshire. I'm a high school teacher. I should be allowed to put out a tip jar with the qualifications required to pay ratio being so awful. I agree with you. You are also doing the Lord's work, educating our youth.
High school teachers, any teachers of any kind, coaches.
Lane 5.
Should all be tipped. And all radio hosts.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah, what about producers? Yeah.
No, not producers. Nah,
shut up.
You're just doing the job. What do you want?
Youth sports coaches. We end up volunteering our time for hours, days, weeks.
I have had some nice parents that have given
Duncan
gift cards and different things. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's clean it out. Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I used to work at Fenway in the mid-70s. I never got a nickel. But at the same time, popcorn was 30 cents. So,
yeah.
You know what fired me up? You had a caller, two callers ago.
Yep.
And I can't believe the guy let him escape. He was comparing Devers with the money for Ohtani, Judge, and Freeman. Like, please, a one-tool player should never be paid $30 million to begin with. They screwed up with the contract, but for that guy...
The rules are in those types of things, Tony. You got your point across. You don't like Breslow, and Devers was an overpaid one-tool player. Let's go back to the phone lines. Got a couple reactions to the Fitzy Five and Fitzy's cheapness in terms of tipping. Let's go to Scott and Everett.
It's called being thrifty. Hi, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
How you doing, guys? Hey. Hope you're having a good afternoon in the heat. Oh. One of the craziest places, and I tip like 20-25% most of the time.
Good
but
man, Brian.
I don't know if you guys have been to the Garden, and you go to the marketplace, grab yourself a couple of beers,
oh, yeah,
walk up to the line, and they do the old flip screen.
Yep.
And expect a tip for standing there. They don't even know. Well, they open your beer, but still, that'd be like me going to Stop and Shop, going to the self-service place. My barcode don't work. The lady comes over and scans my item, and I have to give her a tip.
Yep.
I just think it's a little crazy.
Agreed, Scott. Thanks for the phone call.
Scott nailed it. Scott gets it.
Dave in the car has to react to the Fitzy Five about tipping. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
All right. What's up?
Hey, Fitzy, I am absolutely shocked and appalled at one thing you shoehorned in that list. I agreed with most of it,
okay,
but you snuck bakeries in there. Like, as an everyman, how could you possibly go to the establishment that rhymes with likes pastry, have them hand you, like, a delicious Bismarck or a bear claw to satisfy your diabetic sugar rush,
yeah,
and not be so excited that you need to tip them? Like, yeah, that's handmade.
I know it is, but isn't a lot of that baked also into the price? Isn't that already
baked
part of the consideration?
I see what you did there.
Wow. Waka, waka.
Also, we would have went to Bova's.
I try to look past that and think that the chef that manufactured that delicious piece of goodness is going to get a slice of whatever pie I tip them.
All right, thanks for the call, Dave.
Do I have to, if I buy a car, do I have to tip the car maker? Do I have to tip my salesman?
I'm kind of with you. I don't know where it ends. I also had an unfortunate tipping issue about a month ago.
In a boat?
No, there was we had a party of 10, I think.
I can't stand that.
And I filled out the form, did the tip, and then I'm driving home. I was like, that was more expensive than I thought, and I realized... Oh,
you double tipped.
I double tipped
because they baked 18.
They baked in 18%, and then I gave 20% on top of the plus 18%.
You are their favorite party
sucker, written on my forehead. Time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, as well as the crossover with our buddy Christian Arkin. That's brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today 877 Cars for Kids. It's Cars with a K. Christian Arkin, what's up?
What's up, guys?
I don't know.
Your mic doesn't work.
Of course it doesn't. Why would it?
There it is.
There we go.
That's why you don't get a tip, Stiz.
Yeah, you know what? No tip for you, Stiz.
How we doing?
Good.
I am great. I got my I'm Island Andy today. I got my Ted Johnson-like shirt on with my pink flamingos on it. And I got my Hey Dudes, baby.
You were in St. Lucia for a week?
Yes.
How'd you get whiter?
How'd that happen?
I mean, what, were you under an umbrella the whole time?
Well, no, I use a lot of 30 copper tone sport every, like, 3 hours.
What, are they paying you for this?
No, it's the only one I trust, though. It's the only one where I've never gotten
a burn. You don't do sun bum?
Sun bum?
Sun bum's the best.
No, I do. What, are you getting paid for this?
Yep. Speaking of which.
What's the one where the dog's biting at the little girl? What's that
copper
one?
Tone.
That's copper tone. Yeah, right. Okay.
That's what I
that
use. Feel, but
that feels like
I'm very sensitive to burning, I mean, so I'm very careful not to burn.
All right.
So well, I end up getting
for someone who roasts
tan.
So many people, I had no idea you're sensitive to burning.
And did you know, my daughter got this. So she didn't really tan. She has sensitive skin like me. My son's the dark one. She's the white one like me.
Yep.
And she got sun poisoning on her cheeks, even though she didn't get
sun poisoning sucks.
And she's done it like three
blisters
times.
And stuff?
Yeah. And she got it at Disney when we went a couple of years ago. But the worst part is, like, she's a teenager, so she wants to tan.
she just got sun poisoning. Like, she doesn't look any darker. There's just bumps all over her face.
Oh, poor
thing.
She
was pissed. Yeah, she was pissed.
I bet she's happy that everyone knows about this now.
She also has a blocked ear, if you're wondering. I think she's going to be a doctor later today.
Did the flip screen come around that said, by being my daughter, you give consent for your dad to air all your dirty laundry
on the
radio?
Haven't you seen Howard Stern's movie, The Family's Fair Game? We're all big friends and family
here. Hey, by the way, real quick, and wanted to say happy birthday to Dan Ball. Dan Ball, would you please open the bag I just gave you real quick?
You gave him the bag?
I gave him the bag, baby.
I secured the bag today.
It's a Steph Diggs bag.
No.
So this represents all three of us, Andy. I got him.
We have Sam Adams Juicy IPA.
So Sam Adams.
That's Stiz.
Stiz's favorite beer.
I feel like there's a
Sam
Miller
Adams.
Light coming.
We have a Miller Light.
A gold can, baby.
A giant golden Miller Light.
What a and fine Pilsner.
And of course.
And of course, a Gansett. Wow.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey there, neighbor.
See, I thought it would be nice if there was a beer representing all three of us, because you just came back from vacation.
Yep.
And Stiz, did you get him something?
I did.
Oh, see?
I'll give you one guess what it was.
I didn't even know it was his birthday.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
Didn't. So now I'll bring him alcohol tomorrow.
Did he get you scratch tickets?
No, his other favorite passion in life, beer.
I also love that we didn't have Christian Arcan's bag today, so you were the one on mic with a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Arcan, by the way,
yes?
The only thing that's louder than your bag when you come in on the crossover is
my
when,
bag with my stuff
is
in
when
it,
Ted eats a protein bar and forget his microphone.
So what do you got
tonight? You ever heard Mego eat on the air before?
Mego was a notorious
Mego and on a remote. It sounds like a horse eating an apple.
Is
what it sounds like. It
wow.
is.
Wow, bus Mego meet
pretty,
each other.
It's pretty tough.
She's on vacation.
It's pretty tough.
Catching strays.
Wow. It's probably in there. I think it's in the old show folder. If you want to pull it up,
Mego literally
eating on the mic.
We were talking to Mego Friday. I'm not kidding you. We were talking to Mego Friday about her great piece on Efton Chisholm.
That was a great piece.
Ted asked a question.
What's that called?
I was like, Ted, the mic is on.
What's that called when people listen to like someone whispering?
ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR, right. It's like Ted Johnson
ASMR.
I just think
Ted didn't realize, like, you know, the mic doesn't go off and like the protein bar.
Ted Johnson happens. ASMR would have to be like him grunting. He can't
be,
you know,
100%.
Like that's what it would be like.
And then hitting something.
Yeah. But like softly, you know.
So you got a couple hours tonight. Not a full show, but you got a couple hours.
And I'm very excited because Josue Pavone's going to join me. And Andy, I don't know if you remember him. He used to be a board op here a long time ago. And he used to run my weekend show and my late night show. Then he started working for CLNS, covering the Celtics.
Okay.
They win the championship.
Yeah.
He gets a job in Oklahoma City with Clutch Points, goes over there, and they win the championship.
Oh, wow.
So basically, the NBA good luck charm is going to be joining me on the show tonight at 7:30, who also is a WEEI alum. And this is Mega.
This was on live radio.
Not live, no. It was in a commercial.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't tell us that. That's not fair.
Listen to this.
I picture, like, a panda bear eating bamboo.
This can't be real.
It's real.
Whoa.
It's real and it's fantastic.
Wow, that
oh
was
my
fantastic.
God bless him.
Is that was that a turn
that's
on
my
for some
favorite
people?
Drop of all time.
Oh, do you have any idea? You've
like,
never been to
I know
behind
feet
the paywall.
Are a thing, but that like that
listening
right there
to somebody
was that
eat?
A turn on?
Oh, there's like
a female
least,
was eating and they
there's
enjoyed
at least
it.
20 people in the audience that just went 6 to midnight.
Oh my God. That is
I know
so
a certain
weird
Patriots
me.
Writer that's really into that, too.
Now, not just in the audience.
Is that better or worse than Sweeney's bathwater?
Same family.
Same weird.
Sweeney's bathwater like Pavlov's dog?
You know what Sweeney also is advertising for?
What?
Hey, dudes. Come full circle here on Odds and Ends on WEEI Afternoon. Stick around. Christian Arcan program.
Hey,
couple
dude was
hours.
A good show on Nickelodeon. Remember that show?
Yes. I do remember
that
show.
Yes.
Good show.
You know
how
some hosts,
on the dude ranch?
Some hosts want you to get the hell out so they can do their own show. Sometimes I get the feeling he wants us to hang out and continue to do part of the Christian Arcan show.
Whatever.
We're past 6 o'clock. It's been a fun return.
You guys remember that show, Nicholas?
Stick around.
Your shorts.
You guys ever sit around and talk about stuff?
I want to go home, so shut up so I can say goodbye for the day.
Roundhouse.
It's been a nice Monday. It's 100 degrees out there. I'm back from vacation. I don't have a tan, as Christian Arcan in the Twitch chat pointed out, but be that as it may, we'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. Alex Cora will join us at 5:30 from the West Coast. So Fitzy has a number of questions he'd like to ask him. So he's going to step up to the plate with his big cojones and ask Alex Cora all about lineups and pitching decisions. Stick around for Christian Arcan. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Toodaloo, bitches. Go Red Sox.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.